The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Monday. It's a day to rejoice, a chance to start fresh. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday, August 16th, 2021, Monday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the optional memorial of Saint Stephen of Hungary. Born a pagan in 975, he was baptized around the age of 10 together with his father, chief of the Magyars, a group who migrated to the Danube area in the 9th century. At 20, Stephen married Gisela, sister to the future Emperor St. Henry. When he succeeded his father, Stephen adopted a policy of Christianization of the country. He suppressed a series of revolts by pagan nobles and welded the Magyars into a strong national group. He asked the Pope to organize the church in Hungary and requested that the Pope confer the title of king upon him. He was crowned in 1001. Stephen established a system of tithes to support churches and pastors and to relieve the poor. He abolished pagan customs, commanded all to marry except clergy and religious. He was easily accessible to all, especially the poor. Saint Stephen of Hungary died in 1038. Saint Stephen of Hungary, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for the Church that she may receive from the Holy Spirit the grace and strength to reform herself in the light of the gospel. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me. The other day, I saw this barbershop that had just opened around the corner from my house. It looked really clean, attractive. It seemed like the perfect place to go and get a haircut. Actually, I had been looking for a new barber for a while. Hadn't found anything of my liking. And this shop seemed like a good place, especially because it was right next door to my house. So I go there, all excited, to get a haircut. And I walk in, ready for that, and I ask for the cost, the price of the haircut, simple, regular haircut. But when I get the answer, I was completely taken aback. I was not expecting that. $55 for the basic haircut. Of course, they were offering all kinds of stuff that I really didn't want. We're going to wash my hair, we're going to all these cool details and give me kinds of products for my hair, and none of the things that I was looking for, and especially the price was crazy for me. Never paid $50 for a haircut. And so I just very quickly said, well, thank you, and walked away. Not very happy, because the dream of just walking to my barber was not gonna be accomplished, at least not then and there. And this obviously happens to us many times. That we walk into a situation and ask a question, expecting in our minds a very clear answer. We kind of ask the question just to make sure, just to confirm our first thought. We had a very clear idea of what the answer is going to be. But then when we get the answer, we're kind of shocked, surprised. We're not expecting that. Well, something very similar happens in today's gospel. This young man that comes looking for Jesus Christ to ask him a question. A good young man, eager to do the right thing, says, "Teacher, what must I do to gain eternal life?" Can't think of a better question to ask Jesus Christ. We can imagine how happy Jesus must have been smiling at this excellent question. And our Lord responds at first with something that seemed quite reasonable for this young man. Well, keep the commandments. The young man will ask, well, which ones? Jesus mentions some of the commandments, and the young man very quickly, happy, says, well, Lord, all of these I have observed. What do I still lack? And so Jesus, maybe even happier now, realizing that this young man really wanted to do more than the basics, wanted to be generous. He says, if you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. What a beautiful response. Jesus was offering this young man to be one of his apostles, one of his closest disciples. He was inviting him to this amazing adventure to share with him Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah. A place in this adventure of redemption. But the young man was not expecting that response. We don't know what he was expecting. Maybe he thought that Jesus was going to be happy with him living the commandments and just say, well, that's enough. I mean, that's pretty good. Or maybe just something very simple that he could do at home. We don't know exactly what it is that he was expecting, but the answer Jesus gave him was clearly not within the possibilities he had considered. Obviously, Jesus was able to look into his heart, to read into his heart, and realize what was the obstacle for him to follow Jesus. He realized what this young man needed to give up. His possessions. He had many. He was attached to them. That is probably why he says, well, go sell everything you have. Because he realized, not because possessions are bad, but because maybe Jesus realized that those possessions were an obstacle for that young man to do the right thing. And they were holding him back from giving himself more generously. Obviously, this is true because the young man is not able to do that. And he walks away sad. He had come to Jesus Christ with this great question, but he already had the answer in his heart, in his mind, what he wanted to hear from Jesus, what he was willing to do for Jesus. And this was not it. So he walks away sad, the gospel tells us, missing out on this great opportunity, the opportunity of his life. Maybe now he would be a saint on the altars, someone we would talk about with great admiration, like we talk about Simon Peter and John and Paul and Mary Magdalene. But he goes away sad. And I think this story can help us so much. Not only from a vocational point of view, yes, I mean, it's usually used, it's seen in the gospel to preach about vocation, calling, certainly helps, but I think in general terms, this has to help us to realize how we pray to God, how we come asking things from God. Because this is clearly not the right attitude, going to Jesus with like a already thought of the answer that we want to receive. Like, Jesus, I want this, or I'm asking you this, what should I do? And if we hear anything different from what we had planned, well, we kind of rebel against God. And we say that, well, if God doesn't want this, then I'll do it anyways, right? If God is not going to help me, I'll do it on my own. But if God is asking this from me, then no way, I'm not going to do that. I mean, that's crazy. And we might be walking away from the will of God, and that for sure is not the right way to go. When we go to Jesus in our prayer, we ask our Lord for things, we need to go with that humility, with that understanding that we don't know better than Jesus Christ. God knows what is best for us, and when He shows us His will, when things happen in our life, when He gives us or doesn't give us something, it means that that is clearly what is best for us. And our plans and the quest, the answers that we had already thought about ourselves, that we were expecting, will need to change, and we need to give them up and follow the plans of God, knowing that those are the best plans that we can follow. Like the apostles, who had different plans for Jesus. They thought He was going to be crowned as king, and He was crucified. It was a surprise for them, but they followed Jesus nonetheless, and how happy they were at the end of their lives. That is what we need to do in following Jesus. I thank You, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that You have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask Your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 15 past the hour, we'll pray in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak. It's Monday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time, August 16th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak, and it's time to pray. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim Your praise.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made it firm.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek Him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let Him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Who is the King of glory? the Lord the mighty, the valiant, the Lord the valiant in war.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Who is he? The King of glory. He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud when I saw how the wicked prosper.
For them there are no pains. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They have no share in men's sorrows. They are not stricken like others.
So they wear their pride like a necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. Their hearts overflow with malice. Their minds seethe with plots.
They scoff. They speak with malice. From on high, they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth.
So the people turn to follow them and drink in all their words. They say, "How can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled, they grow in wealth."
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence, when I was stricken all day long, suffered punishment day after day.
Then I said, "If I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people." I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked.
How slippery the paths on which you set them! You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O Lord, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand, no better than a beast in your sight.
Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory.
What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever.
All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. It is good to be with you, Father. In you is fullness of life for your faithful people. In you all hope resides. May you lead us to everlasting happiness.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
To savor your words is my delight, O Lord.
Honey itself is not sweeter.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord of hosts, shall take away from Jerusalem and from Judah support and prop, all supplies of bread and water. Hero and warrior, judge and prophet, fortune teller and elder, the captain of 50 and the nobleman, counselor, skilled magician, and expert charmer. I will make striplings their princes. The fickle shall govern them. And the people shall oppress one another. Yes, every man his neighbor. The child shall be bold toward the elder, and the base toward the honorable. When a man seizes his brother in his father's house, saying, "You have clothes. Be our ruler and take in hand this ruin." Then shall he answer in that day, "I will not undertake to cure this, when in my own house there is no bread or clothing. You shall not make me ruler of the people. Jerusalem is crumbling, Judah is falling, for their speech and their deeds are before the Lord, a provocation in the sight of his majesty. Their very look bears witness against them. Their sin, like Sodom, they vaunt. They hide it not. Woe to them. They deal out evil to themselves. Happy the just, for it will be well with them. The fruit of their works they will eat. Woe to the wicked man. All goes ill. With the work of his hands, he will be repaid. My people, a babe in arms will be their tyrant, and women will rule them. O my people, your leaders misled. They destroyed the paths you should follow. The Lord rises to accuse, standing to try his people. The Lord enters into judgment with his people's elders and princes. It is you who have devoured the vineyard. The loot wrested from the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people and grinding down the poor when they look to you? Says the Lord, the God of hosts. Happy is the just man. All goes well with him, for he shall enjoy the fruit of his works. Woe to the wicked man. All goes ill with him. He shall be repaid for the evil he has done. The Lord rises from his judgment seat and stands to judge his people. Woe to the wicked man. All goes ill with him. He shall be repaid for the evil he has done.
A reading from the Moral Reflections on Job by St. Gregory the Great, Pope. Holy men beset by tribulation must endure the assaults of those who use violence and verbal attacks. The former they resist with the shield of patience, but against the latter they launch the sharp arrows of true doctrine. In both types of fighting, they win the day through the wonderful arts that virtue bestows, for with wisdom they teach the wayward, while showing a courageous contempt for outward hostility. The straying sheep they set on the right path by their teaching. The attacker they suffer and overcome, for they have nothing but patient scorn for the enemy who moves against them. But they sympathize with their weaker fellows and bring them back to the safe way, opposing the former lest they lead others astray, and fearing for the latter lest they completely lose sight of the truly upright life. Let us see how a soldier in God's camp fights against both types of enemy. Paul says, "Struggles without, fears within." He lists the attacks he must endure from without. Dangers from floods, dangers from robbers, dangers from my own people, dangers from the pagans, dangers in the city, dangers in the desert, dangers on the seas, dangers from false brothers. He also tells us what weapons he uses against his enemies in this war. Toil and hardship, many sleepless nights, hunger and thirst, frequent fasts, cold and nakedness. When beset by so many struggles, he guards the camp, he tells us, with great watchfulness. Immediately he adds, "Besides these outward difficulties, there is that daily weight upon me, my anxiety for all the churches." Thus he himself fights courageously and devotes himself compassionately to protecting his neighbors. He tells us of the evils he endures, but also of the blessings he brings to others. Let us reflect then on how difficult it is simultaneously to endure attacks from without and to protect the weak from within. He endures the attacks without, inasmuch as he suffers flogging and chains. Inwardly he experiences fear, since he is afraid that his sufferings may be a stumbling block, not to himself, but to his disciples. For this reason he writes to them, "Let no one be shaken by these trials, for you know that they are our lot." Amid his own sufferings, it was the fall of others he feared, lest the disciples, seeing him flogged for the faith, might refuse to acknowledge their own faith. What an immensely loving heart! he thinks nothing of what he himself suffers, and is concerned only that the disciples may be led astray interiorly. He scorns his own bodily wounds, and brings healing to the inner wounds of others. It is characteristic of holy men that their own painful trials do not make them lose their concern for the well-being of others. They are grieved by the adversity they must endure, yet they look out for others and teach them needed lessons. They are like gifted physicians who are themselves stricken and lie ill. They suffer wounds themselves, but bring others the medicine that restores health.
O Lord, do not hide your face from me. Lift away from me the weight of your hand.
And let not my fear of you terrify me.
O God, rebuke me with gentleness and not in anger, for your anger will reduce me to nothing.
And let not my fear of you terrify me.
God our Father, may we love you in all things, and above all things, and reach the joy you have prepared for us, beyond all our imagining. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, we'll check today's Gospel in conversation with God, and we'll pray morning prayer. It's all coming up on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord shows us that there's really nothing wrong with being rich, but it can make things more difficult for you. It's from the 19th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
And behold, a young man came up to him, saying, "Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?"
"Why do you ask me about what is good? One there is who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments."
"Which?"
"You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself."
"All these I have observed. What do I still lack?"
"If you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me."
When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. You know, it's all just all too easy to become attached to our stuff. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 4, Ordinary Time. After the blessing of the children, Jesus left that place and was setting out again on the road when a young man came and knelt before him, saying, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus looked upon that young man with great hope. The disciples stopped to observe this roadside encounter. The scene depicted in today's gospel is one of special beauty. Perhaps the rich young man had listened to Jesus on another occasion. Maybe this was the first time he had the nerve to speak directly to him. He carried in his heart a longing to give himself, to love more. Perhaps he was unhappy about his life. So when the Lord tells him to keep the commandments, the young man says that he has obeyed them, and then asks, "What do I still lack?" This is the question that so many men and women have asked themselves on recognizing that something is missing in their lives. Jesus, who is so attentive to the slightest movement of souls, is moved at the sight of this clean and restless heart. It was at this moment that he looked upon the young man and loved him, according to St. Mark. The steady gaze of Jesus, that penetrating and unforgettable look, is in itself no less than an invitation. Christ is inviting the young man to follow him by leaving behind all of his possessions. In other words, the invitation is to empty out his heart so as to fill it with the things of God, to exchange a love of material goods for the love of Christ, to become materially poor but spiritually rich. But the young man was not generous. He chose to keep his riches, which he could go on enjoying for a period of years, but he lost his opportunity to have Jesus, whom he would have had forever. The rich young man did not expect this answer from the Master. God's plans do not usually match with our plans, which are largely fabricated by our imagination. God's plans have been prepared from all eternity. They are the best plans we could possibly imagine, though at times they can upset us. Upon hearing these words from Jesus, the young man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Everyone present saw how he walked away from the most loving invitation of the Lord. It is certainly possible that sometime later the young man would find excuses for his lack of generosity. This would perhaps give him back some degree of tranquility, though never the peace of soul which is the fruit of self-sacrifice. Maybe he thought he was too young or that he needed more time to consider the matter. What a disaster! What a missed opportunity! When it comes to such a meeting with Jesus, one ends up by either following him or getting lost. Each encounter is crucial. Jesus never leaves anyone indifferent. The choice is one way or the other. Once someone has received the loving glance of the Lord, it is never forgotten. It becomes impossible to live as before. Joy is the fruit of generosity, of responding fully to the calls which Christ makes to each one of us in our state of life. Life becomes full of joy and peace as the result of our complete abandonment to the will of God to be tested on a daily basis. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. Time to pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness.
Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness.
O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God, without beginning or end.
You turn men back to dust and say, "Go back, sons of men." To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night.
You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades.
So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face.
All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong.
And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly, and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury?
Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants.
In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune.
Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine and their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and happy to be known as companions of your Son, we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nations.
Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness. From the farthest bounds of earth, may God be praised.
From the farthest bounds of earth, may God be praised.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the coastlands and those who dwell in them. Let the steppe and its cities cry out, the villages where Kedar dwells. Let the inhabitants of Selah exult and shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and utter his praise in the coastlands.
The Lord goes forth like a hero. Like a warrior, he stirs up his ardor. He shouts out his battle cry. Against his enemies, he shows his might.
I have looked away and kept silence. I have said nothing, holding myself in. But now I cry out as a woman in labor, gasping and panting.
I will lay waste mountains and hills. All their herbage I will dry up. I will turn the rivers into marshes, and the marshes I will dry up.
I will lead the blind on their journey. By paths unknown I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them and make crooked ways straight.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
From the farthest bounds of earth, may God be praised.
You who stand in his sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord.
You who stand in his sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession.
For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas.
He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants.
Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land. On his people, their land he bestowed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Where two or three gather in your name, Lord, you promise to be with them and share their fellowship. Look down upon your family gathered here in your name and graciously pour out your blessing upon us.
You who stand in his sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord.
A reading from the book of Judith. We should be grateful to the Lord our God for putting us to the test as he did our forefathers. Recall how he dealt with Abraham and how he tried Isaac and all that happened to Jacob in Syrian Mesopotamia while he was tending the flocks of Laban, his mother's brother. Not for vengeance did the Lord put them in the crucible to try their hearts, nor has he done so with us. It is by way of admonition that he chastises those who are close to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is due.
Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is due.
Sing a new song to the Lord.
Give him the praise that is due.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is due.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has come to his people and set them free.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has come to his people and set them free.
Because Christ hears and saves those who hope in him, let us pray. We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
We thank you because you are rich in mercy.
And for the abundant love with which you have loved us.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
With the Father, you are always at work in the world.
Make all things new through the power of your Holy Spirit.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
Open our eyes and the eyes of our brothers
to see your wonders this day.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
You call us today to your service.
Make us stewards of your many gifts.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God, our Creator, you gave us the earth to cultivate and the sun to serve our needs. Help us to spend this day for your glory and our neighbor's good. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Reach out and respond. The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive is just minutes away. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. In the meantime, you go out, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.